The headline says that research is telling us that people who are underweight actually are at higher risk after surgery. They have a 40% higher risk of dying in the first month after surgery than patients who are overweight. So does that mean that before you go in for surgery, you should just start eating as much as you can to make sure you're not underweight?
Well, the first thing we have to keep in mind, Mark, is that this is one study, and also we have to look closely at the people that were in this study. This was published in the journal, The Archives of Surgery. They looked at 189,000, almost 190,000 people who underwent various general and vascular surgeries in 2005 and 2006. The surgeries included all kinds of things like colostomies and gallbladder removals, hernia repairs, mastectomies, surgeries to clean out wounds. Remember, mastectomies. So you have people who had cancer as well. And so when you have someone who may be low weight, you have to ask yourself, what is the reason for them to being underweight as well? People who have cancer, for example, have lower weights. They tend to lose a lot of weight. And prior to their surgery, they are also compromised. Their bodies are compromised from the disease. So the weight itself may not be the factor that is the only reason. It can be representative of an underlying condition. So we have to keep that in mind as well.
So the fact that they're underweight might be a symptom of some other problem that is the reason why they are susceptible to risk in the surgery.
That's right. And the 40% increased risk is a relative risk measurement. If you look at the absolute risk, those that had a body mass index of 23, normal is between sort of 18 to 25. Those that had a body mass index of less than 23, 2.8% of people died within 30 days. Of all the deaths that they measured, 2.3% of those deaths were those people 23 and under. But those in the middle amount of the average weight that pretty much takes in most of the population, 1.5% died. So you're dealing with less than a 1.5 or say 1.3% change. So one more person dies if they're of a lower body weight in this study,
right,
than someone who's a regular weight. So it's not really 40%, it's really 1% in terms of absolute risk. And when you look at the study even further, those that had a high body mass index were found to be even more likely to die if they had a surgery such as resecting their bowel, colostomies, so removing part of the bowel, gallbladder removals, hernia repairs, mastectomies. Those people, actually, if they had a higher BMI, had a greater chance of dying. So the study really, in short, does not tell us very much. It just simply says they found some sort of association, but really, you can't really hang your hat on this. It's simply one study that has a lot of conflicting data in it. So I think the headline is really running away with this when they're blaring all this out about an increased risk if you're a low weight, when really the study says one more person may die, but then again, depending on the disease that you have, you may actually be at a greater risk if you're overweight. So really, in the end, nothing much ado about nothing.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.